Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here we are, right? We're out of flu season. Flu season usually ends by May. Although I still have people calling in saying they got flu. And they have low-grade fever, body aches. I'm like, it's probably COVID. Yeah, but the at-home COVID test said they didn't have it. The at-home COVID tests are missing it. But flu, for the most part, in America is over. Maybe there might be a couple straggling cases. There might be some stomach bugs. But for the most part, we can regroup this summer and get ready for when kids return back to school and the fall. But what we're supposed to be doing is keeping an eye on what's happening in the Southern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, they are starting to move into their flu season. We'll be hitting peak soon. And so we're being told, because Australia kind of is our poster child for the Southern Hemisphere and flu, that there has been an early surge of flu activity. Epidemiologists are watching this sharp rise in the Southern Hemisphere. That could be a sign of what's to come. What is it, what Ned Stark, winter is coming? The Australian Department of Health and Aged Care reported an increase in influenza-like illness activity in almost all jurisdictions in the final 2 weeks of May. Now, mind you, the final 2 weeks of May is like our final 2 weeks of November. That is the start of going into peak. Our peak flu season is December, January, February, with January being kind of the biggest month. So the final 2 weeks of May is like our final 2 weeks of November. The illness activity was highest in young kids, age 5 to 9, followed by children 4 years and younger, then those 10 to 14. So according to Dr. Carrie Reed, chief of CDC's Influenza Division Epidemiology and Prevention Branch, they said there are several countries experiencing higher or earlier activity compared with years prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. While others are experiencing typical activity for this time or year activity that is lower than historical trends. So some countries have it higher than others. A review of both the World Health Organization surveillance data and the latest Australian surveillance report shows the increase in flu activity in Australia is currently within historic ranges. However, they're going to monitor it. So what they're saying is it doesn't necessarily look like a whole bunch of flu, but it's not looking like a quiet year. The fact that they are seeing the spike, because if they're seeing the spike now, as they're moving it, or if they did, because right now it's December, it would be kind of like mid-December down there in Australia, being mid-June. It would be like our mid-December. The fact that they were able to get that data, track it, and that it looked like it starts to spike, that could be a sign that it's a pretty active flu season. And when Australia has an active flu season, we do. So we really follow what goes on. The activity often portends what's going to happen in the U.S. in the following winter. But things can change. We could have COVID, a new wave of COVID that competes. We could have a more robust vaccination program. Now, the vaccine has already been decided. Remember I told you we need to figure out our vaccine by February. And if you do the math, Australia doesn't have their flu season by February. We are just getting out of our flu season, or we're still in our flu season, when we are figuring out what we're going to use for our flu vaccine for the following year. And we use it based on data from Southern Hemisphere. But the Southern Hemisphere doesn't have their flu season. They're having their flu season now. what are we doing now with our flu vaccine? We're already developing it and manufacturing it and boxing it up to get it ready to ship out October, September. So everybody thinks, well, what we do is we wait for Australia. We then take their peak virus, study it, manipulate it, basically inactivate it for our vaccine. Then we make that. There's no time. We have to the February, the season before, know what we're doing. It has to be approved by the CDC, be approved by the federal health departments, and then we deputize the pharmaceutical companies to make the vaccine. They have a few months to make it, test it, put it out, market it, or package it, and then ship it, distribute it, and then the pharmacies are ready to give it out by end of August, early September. So when people say, I don't understand, how come we aren't getting the flu, you know, the an exact match, you can't. In a good year, our flu vaccine on a real good year is about 60% effective. Because, again, we're working with data that's almost a year old. Now, luckily, our flu vaccine, if it's quadrivalent, has four strains, trivalent, three. And we cover our bases. And a lot of times it's enough. Ever since I've gotten the flu vaccine, I haven't gotten the flu. So I'm pretty happy with that. But some people, they still get the flu. It just doesn't induce the immune system they need. Just, you know, they're just not buying it. So I would, with this, you know, talk to your medical provider. If you are at risk, you need to obviously consider what your options are. I know a lot of people are anti-vaccine. But between 2010 and 2020, flu had some pretty, pretty bad death rates. It changed with COVID because COVID competed. If COVID got to the cell first and made that cell, deputized that cell to make COVID virus, flu didn't have a chance. Now that we've been able to fight COVID better, flu has a chance to get in there. And we did see flu numbers go up. I don't have the final numbers because we just ended the season. But we, you know, we definitely saw flu, and we are going to see flu make a comeback. Because as I said, these viruses have nothing better to do. While you and I went to work, you know, figured out what stocks to buy, whether we should buy a Popeye's chicken sandwich or a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, all flu had to do throughout COVID is evolve. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So four Americans have been killed because of a fungal meningitis outbreak at cosmetic procedure clinics in Mexico. Health officials are announcing. The deaths were announced by CDC, and they have issued a travel advisory urging travelers to practice and enhance precautions. Nearly 200 people in the U.S. may have been exposed to a deadly fungal meningitis at two clinics in Matamoros, Mexico. They provide procedures like implants, liposuction, but it's cheaper than in America, so people make the trek. Now, sadly, either the epidural or the medication they use for anesthesia might have had a fungus in it and was contaminated. And they said it affected people who had epidural anesthesia. The two clinics, Riverside Surgical Center and Clinica K-3, have been closed, from what I understand. The CDC said they were collaborating with the Mexican Ministry of Health and the U.S. State and Local Health Departments to respond to the outbreak among patients who traveled to Matamoros. It's across the border from Brownsville, Texas. Anyone who has had procedures under epidural anesthesia in the clinics from January 1st to May 13th could have been exposed and is at risk for fungal meningitis. So, it's, they say it's the morphine, but I don't know if it's the morphine. So when we had this meningitis, well, when we had the outbreak in America, a compounding pharmacy had, it was a steroid medication where fungus grew. And the, if you don't shake the bottle, and you, or if you shake the bottle, which you do with the steroid because it settles, and you don't look at it first, you can miss the discoloration. And so when they use that on procedures for injections, it unfortunately introduced the fungus into the spinal cord that went to the brain and caused deadly fungal meningitis. So they think it's the morphine that got contaminated with fungus. But the exact cause has still not been figured out. Dr. Tom Chiller, head of the Fungal Diseases Branch at the CDC, told NBC News that morphine shortages at pharmacies could be to blame. They said there could be some bad actors that are operating a sort of black market type of morphine business. The CDC is now investigating if other clinics were involved. So these four confirmed cases were people who had their procedure at either of those two clinics in Matamoros. Four people have already died. Patients in the Texas cases started showing symptoms 3 days to 6 weeks after their surgery. 179 people are currently under investigation and could still contract the deadly meningitis because of the time they had their operation. Again, 3 days to 6 weeks is a big time period. Now, you can't give somebody else this type of meningitis. You could spread bacterial and viral meningitis, but this fungal meningitis that's injected into you doesn't usually spread person to person. Unfortunately, it is so hard to treat. We have antifungals, but if your symptoms are chalked up as, well, you have a bad headache, you have a hormone headache or migraines or COVID, unless they test you or do a spinal tap, they might not know. So fungal meningitis is a fungus that inflames the meninges, the lining of the brain and spinal cord. You get swelling. You get fever, headache, stiff neck, nausea, vomiting, photophobia, where you have trouble looking at the light, confusion. And it can take a long time for symptoms to develop. The reason why is funguses grow slower. So viral meningitis, you'll get a lot quicker. And once the viruses take hold, virus, and they replicate, just like with the flu. All of a sudden you get hit by the flu, you can tell us the time of day when you went from feeling fine to feeling bad. Bacteria a little slower, but still faster than fungus. So the problem we have is cosmetic surgery is very, very expensive in America. And we have a huge demand for cosmetic surgery because people don't like the way they look on social media or in their pictures. I can't tell you how many times people said, are you going to get this done? Are you going to get this done? I'm like, why? Do I need to? No. My gosh. Okay, leave me alone. I don't want to get cosmetic surgery. I've only had one cosmetic surgery, and it was after I breastfed, had to have a lift. But I haven't done anything to the face. I'm not excited about that. Putting on lash extensions is enough for me. It's a pain in the butt and expensive enough. But there's this, there is age discrimination. And when you see individuals like Jennifer Lopez or Jennifer Aniston still look great in their 50s, people feel this pressure that they need to look great also. They don't want to lose their husband. I know it's a bad thing to think about, but unfortunately it's a true reality where people get dumped after a certain age. And cougars can do it too. But there's this pressure that you still have to look good. And it stinks that the older you get, the less you're wanted. And the less you are found to be valuable, even though I think you're seasoned and there's a lot more value. And so, but unfortunately, a lot of these people that seek these things out are younger individuals. Now, there were 16-year-olds asking me to have them cleared to have breast implant surgery. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You got B cups. I had B cups. Then once they changed, I kind of missed my Bs. Double Ds aren't fun. Enjoy your B cups. You could wear a lot of clothes. You could wear a lot. What are you? Who are you trying to look like? Pamela Lee Anderson? No, you don't have to do that. Well, now, that's what I used to say about 15, 20 years ago, but... people want butt lifts, they want eyelid lifts, they want the sculptured look of their face. And I get it, YOLO, you only live once. You want to say you were a model, you want to say you were gorgeous, you want to say... The thing is most of us are beautiful. Get a good photographer. Let them take your picture and show you how good you look. You don't necessarily have to go through all the surgery. But there is, unfortunately, this, I don't know, strive for perfection. And I don't know how to convince people to just, you know, love yourself. And to put yourself at risk by going out of the country. Mind you, remember, in Mexico, I understand they have this Ministry of Health, I get it. But they don't have the oversight. I mean, in America, man, they would shut you down if you didn't wear a mask. They would shut your butt down. We have a lot of money and time and resources on shutting people down. We don't have enough oversight of the formulation. We don't have enough oversight of some areas. But in other areas, when it came to masks and mandates, boy, we had people come out. Now we have another, 87,000 IRS agents. Yippee. But in these other countries, they just don't have that oversight. And so that lack of oversight, unfortunately, puts you at risk for health. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of BS things could happen. So some of you heard about that hepatitis issue in Las Vegas, where people got hepatitis when they were undergoing their endoscopies and colonoscopies. And what happened with that was, again, greed. But there was a timeline. So I had trained there for a little bit. You had to do, I think, a month. And I had seen a lot of people, a lot of turnover, you know, get this person wheeled in. Let's do it. I trained under Dr. Desai for that month for GI. But he had an anesthesiologist that was there at the time. And the anesthesiologist had all the proper tubing, the IV, managed the anesthesia. And I learned a lot from this doctor. And I saw what he did from the anesthesia standpoint. It was fantastic. Well, then Medicare did something called bundling, where they said, you know what? We're not going to pay you for the anesthesia now. We're just going to pay you for the scope. Anesthesia's a part of it. And you just eat the cost. Well, now the anesthesiologist gets fired because an anesthesiologist is expensive. And they hire nurse anesthetists, which are cheaper. And they got rid of all the tubing and they just did little baby ports. So a very bad practice that they used to do is have a needle in the vial and then they would just suck the medicine out with the syringe and then just inject it into the patient. Well, sadly, there's blood on the syringe. It got plunged back into the vial. That vial then unfortunately spread hepatitis to a bunch of people. It was ridiculous. So please be careful. And double check everything that's about to be injected into you. If you can, 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. It could be a very rough day for about 30 million people thanks to a rare June storm stretching from Texas to South Carolina. Forecasters are calling for everything. Rain, hail, tornadoes, even a derecho. Meanwhile, it feels like temperatures are topping 105 in store for South Florida and parts of South Texas. The second largest Baptist church will not be back into the fold. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention have voted to keep California's Saddleback Church out because it has women pastors, a 9-to-1 margin to keep Saddleback out. The Federal Reserve will announce its latest interest rate plan today. Most investors expect the Fed to not raise rates. The FDA is trying to round up frozen fruit that might be contaminated with hepatitis A. The brand sold at Costco is Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smooth Blend. At Walmart, it was the Great Value brand. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we spoke about Vikings disease and John Elway? Super Bowl champion quarterback and former Broncos general manager John Elway had revealed a few years ago that he had a debilitating hand condition. And he retired back in 1999 when he then developed these contractures, or permanent bending of the fingers. We call it Dupuytren's contracture, but they also call it Viking's disease. Now, in John Elway's case, it affected his ring finger, so he couldn't straighten them out and couldn't hold a football. He said it is hereditary, also called the Viking's disease. If you have a Norwegian background, you have a higher chance of developing it. He said that's a possibility for me, but nobody else in my family has had it. I'm not sure if me playing football has played a part of it. So we spoke about Viking's disease a few years ago. They thought it was originated in the Viking population, spread throughout northern Europe between the 9th and 10th century. But it wasn't until French physician Baron Guillaume Dupuytren described the flexion of the fingers and hand contortion, so it got its modern name of Dupuytren's contracture. Now, in Dupuytren's disease, the fascia, or the fibrous layer that surrounds the muscles and tendons underneath the skin of the hand, it becomes thickened and then it tense, or it tightens around the local area. This causes a contracture, or pulling of the finger to a position where you can't extend or straighten it. And we do see certain risk factors. One, the Northern European ancestry, genetics, but diabetes could also do it. Older age, we see it in males, and alcohol use. So we could do steroid injections, enzyme injections, therapy. John Elway said he went the conservative route, didn't do surgery, but he says he has full movement, or a few years ago he had full movements of his fingers. But interestingly, we do have a little bit more evidence about the genetics. Researchers have discovered the link between this and actually Neanderthals. Neanderthals living 40,000 to 50,000 years ago suffered from this condition. Through genetic mixing, they passed the vulnerability onto humans living alongside them in northern Europe. In the paper published in Molecular Biology and Evolution, Dupuytren's disease is far more common in people of northern European descent than in those whose predecessors came from Africa. So they call it Viking disease because of the predominance among descendants of the ancient Viking warriors that once ruled Scandinavia. Now, highlighting this latter relationship, one study found that 30% of Norwegians above the age of 60 experienced it. 30%! That's a high number. And usually in their middle or ring fingers. So this is a case where the meeting with Neanderthals has affected who suffers from the illness. This is according to lead author Hugo Zetterberg from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. He emphasized that it's important not to overstate connection between the Vikings and Neanderthals. So in Europe, there was a lot of interbreeding between the Neanderthals and modern humans that occurred between 42,000 years ago and 65,000 years ago. African populations lived separately from the Neanderthals. Neanderthals occupied Eurasia exclusively. As a result, they say, according to ancientorigins.net, people of African descent only possess small traces of Neanderthal DNA. Now, in 1999, there was a Danish study of twins that determined that the development of this disease was most heavily influenced by heredity. And I think it was an autosomal dominant. I have to double check, but the hereditary factor estimates to be at 80%. Even though there's other risk factors like diabetes, etc., genetics was a big part of it. So they say this means that Neanderthal genetic material absorbed into the human genome. And the prevalence among northern Europeans meant there might have been a lot of mixing. So to facilitate the research, a team of experts led by Hugo Zetterberg analyzed data collected by 7,800 people with the disorder, 648,000 control subjects listed in the UK Biobank, as well as the Michigan Genomics Initiative and the FinnGen R7 collection. They wanted to identify any presence of genetic variants. So they did an analysis, and they identified 61 genetic variants associated with Viking's disease, three of them known to originate from Neanderthals. Most significantly, the second and third most strongly associated variants came from the Neanderthals, suggesting these extinct human cousins were particularly susceptible to this. So the scientists think that the widespread prevalence of this condition now in human populations would be unlikely if there hadn't been interbreeding with the Neanderthals. So, people thought, well, the Homo sapiens and the Neanderthals, they stayed away. Doesn't sound like it. Looks like there was a lot of hibbity-dibbity. Studies have shown that about 2% of the human genome is comprised of DNA sourced from distant Neanderthal ancestors. Only trace amounts are found in those who are descended from people who lived in sub-Saharan Africa, based on the lack of Neanderthal penetration into that part of the world. So, very, very cool. I don't know if we're going to call it Viking's disease. Maybe we need to call it Neanderthal. But it's interesting. Now, 2014, we found a link between this and type 2 diabetes, Crohn's disease, biliary cirrhosis. Even, there's been, by the way, a study suggesting a link between these same genes and susceptibility to COVID-19. So if you have the gene, it could kind of put you, for some uncomfortable stuff. So we'll see what happens, but that's just, to me, fascinating. Another thing that fascinates me is the back and forth on how much alcohol you can have a day. So latest studies, I think this was, a few weeks ago, said no alcohol. The risk of cancer is too high. High blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, don't do it. Well, now we have from the American College of Cardiology that a drink a day could keep the heart attacks away. We keep going back and forth to this. So a new study published in the journal of the American College of Cardiology revealed that light to moderate alcohol consumption can lead to a long-term reduction in the brain stress activity, ultimately lowering the risk of heart disease. One drink a day for women, or 1 to 2 drinks a day for men, is linked with reductions in stress signaling in the brain, stress signaling. Scientists looked at data from over 50,000 individuals enrolled in the Mass General Brigham Biobank to understand exactly how and why previous studies have pointed toward a lower risk of cardiovascular disease for light to moderate drinkers. After adjusting for genetics, clinical, lifestyle, socioeconomic factors, they found lower risk of cardiovascular disease in those who had moderate consumption. Researchers looked at a subset of 754 people that had previously undergone brain imaging to determine the effects of alcohol and their stress-related neural network activity, and they found brain changes in the light to moderate drinkers explained a significant portion of protective cardiac effects. They say compared to those who drank little or completely abstained from alcohol, imaging from those who drank light to moderately showed reduced stress in the amygdala. Amygdala is the part of the brain associated with the stress response. When the amygdala is too alert and vigilant, the sympathetic nervous system is heightened. That drives up blood pressure, increases heart rate, triggers the release of inflammatory cells. If the stress is chronic, you could get hypertension, increased inflammation, risk of obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. So fascinating that this study shows the cardiac protective effect based on brain activity. However, there's still cancer risks. And increased alcohol could raise blood pressure and increase risk of heart attack as well. Now, keep in mind, I don't think we have a lot of details on what the alcohol is. I don't think they're talking about strawberry daiquiris or pina coladas or amaretto sours with splashes of soda. I think they're talking about, like, wine. The problem is you also have to watch the sugar content. Alcohol can lead to diabetes. So, you know, I see people, they crack open a bottle of wine and, you know, you don't want it to go to waste, so you finish it. Well, that's a lot of wine. That's not moderate. Now that's heavy. So, I think it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, the alcohol doesn't do well for them. For others, it does. I had patients where they did not have heart disease and they had their nightly wine. And I asked a cardiologist, I go, when are we going to be able to recommend a drink a day? And they go, we can't. And it's because of the risks. And you'll still see this. You'll still see studies saying no amount of alcohol is safe. So we have this from the American College of Cardiology. But then you have on the other side, people say no alcohol is safe. Guidance, please. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you both for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while some of us were watching the Stanley Cup Finals, others have been kind of following some of the campaign trail. President Trump has been on the campaign trail, former President Trump, and many people wonder what happens next after his latest indictment. And mind you, they're going to throw more at him. And he's not going to go, he's not going to back down. He's going to, I think there's now a, he called somebody a name, and I think they want to sue him, and so there's a lot going on. But he did plead not guilty to the federal criminal charges that he unlawfully kept national security documents when he left office and lied to officials who sought to recover them. And so people are asking when the trial is, not till next year. And it's because even though with Trump, they might have sped through the process as opposed to what's happening with the Bidens and anybody else that might have a need investigation. They have to build the case appropriately, and they have to go through the evidence. And so I believe what they need to do is now actually look at the classified documents and determine if it really did put the U.S. at risk. And I mean, that should have already been done if there was any merit to this. But Trump's plea was entered before U.S. Magistrate Judge Jonathan Goodman in federal court in Miami. And he is one of the first to enter the 2024 election. And he did plead not guilty, left the court without restrictions. I think he didn't have to, he just wasn't supposed to talk to any witnesses. No cash bond. Goodman ruled that he was not allowed to communicate with potential witnesses in the case. So Trump's aide, Walt Nauta, who is also charged in the case, appeared alongside him, but will not have to enter a plea until June 27th because he doesn't have a local lawyer. He was also released without having to post bond. Also told not to talk to other witnesses. Federal prosecutors are going to begin handing over evidence to Trump's lawyers. That can include correspondence between the lawyers, the U.S. National Archives and Record Administration, which, by the way, I'm still kind of confused how the U.S. National Archives and Record Administration doesn't have a better system to know who has what, whether there's documents in Biden's garage or Trump's toilet, or I'm still kind of confused. What do they do? And if they are a whole administration, what's the checkout process? If the average public school has a librarian that knows everything about you and can come to your house and get the book back, how does our whole administration of U.S. National Archives and Records seem all shocked that when presidents or vice presidents or people leave or work from home, they have stuff at their house? Then get it back or don't check it out to them. So at some point, Trump's lawyers are expected to file a motion to dismiss the case for a variety of reasons. They're going to claim he declassified the documents, even though there's supposed to be a, I guess, an audio. Not sure about the veracity of it, saying he forgot to declassify or didn't declassify something. Again, I don't know what's true and what's not these days. So, motions to dismiss, they say they're also going to argue the case should be tossed. They allege misconduct by prosecutors, including alleged violations of a legal doctrine that permits people to keep communications with their lawyers private. Motions to dismiss in criminal cases are standard, rarely succeed because defendants face a high burden convincing the judge that their case is too flawed. So usually by the time prosecutors get this in front of a judge, they've already kind of shielded it from those types of things. But, of course, if Trump's attorneys do what they're supposed to do, they're supposed to try to throw out some of the charges. But where they're trying to get Trump as opposed to Biden is violations of the Espionage Act, which confuses me, too, because we've under the impression that when people leave the office, they take mementos, they take, you know, I don't understand how all these boxes could be there. Is it that he worked from home and didn't bring it back? The National Archives would have pinged it and said, hey, we got this, we need it back. It's just very, very confusing because he's the president. And then why all the boxes? And are those boxes really classified documents? Is a napkin where Kim Jong-un wrote Trump a note a memento, or is that a classified document? So charges include violations of the Espionage Act, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and making false statements. None of these could automatically prevent Trump from campaigning or taking office. So he could still, even if convicted, still. So a Reuters poll showed that Trump still leads. In fact, he actually raised $2 million after his arraignment. The campaign raised $2.04 million during a candlelight dinner with top donors and campaign people. And Trump gave some remarks to his supporters, and he sat with some donors, and he's been, there's, again, you know, where the Democrats are having trouble is they're not looking consistent. And they're trying to make a case that Trump's case is different from Hillary's, different from Biden's, different from everybody else's, because he, you know, wiggled his nose or gave the finger to people. And I don't think that's enough to convince the American public that there's not a bias. Now, somebody could say, well, then he'll lose security clearance, so he won't be able to run for president because he won't have security clearance. But then neither would Biden. If they're going to go by the security clearance issue, then Biden would have already lost it. So I don't know if you've ever had security clearance, but if you've ever worked for the government, there's different levels of security clearance. And if you violate any one of them, you could completely lose your clearance. So documents in your garage next to your Corvette is a huge violation. But they didn't take away Biden's security clearance. Documents by a toilet of an ex-president could lose his security clearance. But there has to be some consistency. So when will the case go to trial? I understand that the prosecution wants to hurry this up because of the election. But I think they're going to, there's a lot of evidence. I think this case could drag on. And in fact, the election could be over by the time. They're going to try to not let that happen. They want Trump in court. But, you know, they also have the question where some of you reached out saying, I really don't care if he had documents. See, the case they're trying to say is that he is trying to work with our enemies. Now, mind you, as far as I'm concerned, again, if somebody breaks the law, we respect the law. That's why we have the law, and there should be consequences. But if somebody's twisting it to, or they're only going after certain people, I have a problem with that. Everybody's supposed to be treated the same under the law. And if having a cocktail napkin from a world leader who might be considered our enemy, but he had a foreign policy, or he had a diplomatic meal with, which presidents do, is going to be considered espionage, we got to really define it better. And so some Americans are thinking, does he really need to go to jail for this? What's going on here? Especially with Hillary Clinton, what she did, she actually destroyed him. Destroyed documents. We don't have document destroying. We have a picture of them next to a toilet, which, again, to me is confusing, because if you ever have anything important, you don't put it near a toilet or you don't put it near a shower. They're trying to say that the valet was told to put it and hide it in a bathroom, like the FBI would in search a bathroom. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Meanwhile, Trump is raising money, and he's still leading in the polls. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.